It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Michael Carnahan, and this is ASWF Shift Change. And ladies and gentlemen, inside of the Valiant Arena this Saturday night, the ASWF is headed for a meltdown, ladies and gentlemen. ASWF Meltdown, presented to you by the All-Star Wrestling Federation, will take place this Saturday night. And I tell you, right off the bat, probably one of the biggest stories heading into this Saturday night is the story of the splinter, the wedge that has been driven in between Brad and Briar, Lethal Injection. I mean, I'm as shocked as anybody out there. The fact that Brad Mercury turned his back on his tag team partner, Briar, his, not just his tag team partner, ladies and gentlemen, that honestly takes a lot of the inflection out of this, a lot of the issues we have here. This man was his brother. He turned his back on his own brother, Briar. And we will see Briar come into the Valiant Arena this Saturday night looking for revenge and looking to get his hands on Brad Mercury one-on-one. It's going to be the battle of Lethal Injection. These men, you got to think about it. Who has had a better rookie year than Brad and Briar? They're multiple-time ASWF Tag Team Champions. I believe the count's up to 3 or 4-time ASWF Tag Team Champions. They are the former NWA World Tag Team Champions. These two men were tag specialists. These two men were the most successful tag team inside of the Mid-South. And one kick, one super kick heard around the world fractured that splinter, or splintered that relationship, I should say. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear from you. Go ahead and give us a call, 718-766-4982. I want to hear from you on your thoughts. Is there any excuse for what Brad Mercury did to his brother this past Saturday night heading into ASWF Meltdown? Honestly, I think it was cowardly. That's the only way I can honestly sit here and process this, was it was a cowardly attack. And I'm hoping that this weekend Briar can beat some sense into Brad and we can possibly see somebody, we can possibly see these two gentlemen get back together and get back to what they do. Tag team specialists, these two gentlemen, they're just not the same. One isn't the same without the other. We want to see them together, ladies and gentlemen. But it looks like the call board's lighting up here, as it looks like we got he likes to call himself the best manager in the Mid-South. He is the, just as I say it, the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away. It looks like we're having some technical difficulties here getting the infamous one, Double J, on the line. But ladies and gentlemen, going back to what I was saying, we have, I mean, it's just that much more personal when it's a brotherhood. It's just that much more personal when these two people are related. And, yes, here we go once again. Ladies and gentlemen, the infamous one, Double J. Double J, are you with us here tonight? still have, looks like we're still having some issues. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to try to have the infamous one on with us here at ASWF Shift Change, headed for a meltdown.
Get a ball.
Good shot there, Brad.
Well, thank you, Bert. Bert, I noticed that your grandchild is coming up on a birthday, and guess what? Have I got a surprise for you. Right here, Professor Bowl West, located at 901 Town Oaks Drive in Little Rock, Arkansas, 501-224-9040 is the place you can have your child's birthday party. Guess what? $10.79 per child gets you invitations, one game of bowling per child, shoe rental, birthday cake, soft drink, party set up with balloons, plates, forks, napkins, cups, and a real bowling pin souvenir for the birthday child, which may be signed by guests. All they need, a $25 non-refundable deposit required 1 week prior to the party date. And guess what, Bert? I know you go to the VA meeting. There is a banquet room downstairs with a full-service bar, event menus, 15-plus TVs, pool tables, and dart room for you, Bert. I know you like to shoot darts.
I do. Hell.
And you know what?
So me and my other veteran buddies, we can come up here and go down there and shoot some darts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And guess what? If you're tired of shooting darts and you want to do a league, we've got summer leagues now forming. All you got to do, call us to join today. And if you want to get the whole VA group down here, you can start your own league. Bowling leagues, again, Bert, are a great way to get your group together for regularly scheduled fun, whether it's a church or a company or the VA. If you're looking to expand your group's relationship and fun environment, a bowling league is where it is to be had by all. It's easy to get a league started. They can be structured several different ways, weekly, bi-weekly, etc. We will do the groundwork. We will structure your league to benefit you and your participants. Again, get together, create your bowling league. Call 224-9040. That is Professor Bowl West. You can come on down and enjoy any of our 36 Brunswick synthetic lanes with automatic scoring, and also enjoy eating from the upscale menu at our snack bar. And if you fancy a beverage, there's 222 craft beers on hand, 60 domestic beers. That's 300 different types of beer to satisfy that craving, plus a fantastic game room for the kids. Open bowling, $3.75 per game per person, with hourly bowling rates at $22, plus shoe rental at $2.25. Now, there is a special Sunday, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., $5.50 per person, includes two games and shoes, with additional games at $1 apiece. Now, we are open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 a.m., Friday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Come check us out, ProfessorBowlWest.com or 901 Town Oaks Drive, Little Rock, Arkansas, the number 224-9040. That's 501-224-9040. Or you can email us, LittleRockBowl@Yahoo.com. Welcome to Professor Bowl West.
Obviously fun to be had by all there at Professor Bowl West there in Little Rock. If you're in the Little Rock area, go ahead and head on over there. Ring Revolution Radio, definitely an approved spot. But getting back into what we were talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Brad and Breyer, the biggest split probably in ASWF's history. I mean, we're talking about Breyer and Brad, the two, you don't think of one without the other, and now you're going to have to. As it looks like, now that we're back, we're going to try this again. The infamous one, Double J. Double J, are you with us here tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, Double J, we just got talking here. We just got back from commercial break. We were talking about Brad and Breyer. I don't know if you heard the news this past weekend, but Brad Mercury took his brother's head off with a vicious super kick this past Saturday night, and that all leads to this Saturday night at Meltdown. We will see Lethal Injection implode as they go one-on-one. What's your thoughts on the what has to be the breakup of one of the biggest teams in the ASWF?
Well, you want to know my truth about it. I can care less about the team. I can care less about whoever does what. I hope they kill each other. That's what I care about. I don't care about them. I don't care about what they do to each other. I hope they rip each other's heads off, Michael.
Well, that's certainly one way to look at it. But, Double J, you've got to be focused now. In under 7 days, you will not only see the return of Austin Lane, which we'll get to later. Your man, Big Rig Cody Murdoch, has not been able to finish the job against the Ebony Idol Reggie Montgomery yet. The man's still breathing, and he's coming for Big Rig this Saturday night in an unsanctioned fight.
Well, you know, old Reggie Montgomery's coming back for more and more and more. And, you know, I heard a rumor. I don't know how true this is. You was there live. Me and Boss and Cody was taking care of business. The thing was that I heard that Reggie said he wants to get his hands on me. He's going to have a lot to worry about. Like I said before, Michael, it's a non-sanctioned street fight because he can't get cleared from the doctor. I guarantee it, this Saturday night, you mark my words, Cody Murdoch's going to absolutely destroy Reggie Montgomery, and we're going to end the Reggie Montgomery career this Saturday night.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Just think about how we got here, though, Double J. We wouldn't even be in this position of worrying about the career of Reggie Montgomery if it hadn't been for the dastardly, and I can't even explain it in my own mind, the sadistic attack from the Big Rig, Cody Murdoch, trying to take out the eye, trying to not only end the man's career, he tried to get to end the man's ability to fend for himself, to be able to provide for himself by trying to blind the man.
That's the point. We're giving him lessons to learn that you ain't messing with just any competitor. You're messing with a ruthless Big Rig Cody Murdoch that don't give a damn about anything, about Reggie Montgomery or where he comes from or his heritage or whatever it is. And when you talk about defending for himself, I can't even say the least, Joey started all this by bringing that idiot that's got his mind. We're trying to prove to him the fans don't care about him, you don't care about him, and nobody cares about him. And he just thinks that everybody just cares about Reggie Montgomery. Everybody cares about him and where his well-being. Well, I'm telling you what, he's going to be history, just like Austin is this Saturday night. Mark my words.
Well, I wouldn't be so quick to say that nobody cares about him. I think the ASWF fans, myself included, you know, being over there in the announce chair, we've rallied around the Ebony Idol Reggie Montgomery because we can tell that he has been trying to turn over a new leaf. The man's been trying to do better in his life. But even though he's trying to do better, you're still standing in his way. You're saying you don't buy it. You're saying all this information. And you're saying you know the old Reggie and you want him to be the old Reggie. But here's the thing. Be careful what you wish for, because he's saying he's bringing the old Reggie, the one that's down – The one that's down to do just about anything to his opponent as long as he inflicts pain. He'll do anything to his own body, he said, as long as it brings pain to the Big Rig Cody Murdoch.
Oh, man. I want him to bring everything he's got, even the kitchen sink, even bring old Joey Britt out there. You know, because I'll tell you what, I get close to them two guys, I'm going to smack the teeth down her throat.
I tell you, I mean, it's going to be a war, but I would be lying if I told you that I wasn't a little worried for the well-being of the big for the Ebony Idol, Reggie Montgomery. I mean, we've all seen what the Big Rig Cody Murdoch could do, and technically, if it hadn't been for a we'll call it a miscommunication between you and the referee, the man very well could be the ASWF champion right now. So, I mean, we definitely, the man is a beast. And we, I don't believe, unless I'm mistaken, I don't believe we've seen him defeated yet inside of the ASWF. I mean, the record speaks for itself, Double J. I mean, I do have to give you props for your client.
We're going to come out at a different angle. We're going to come out a different game plan that nobody's ever seen this Saturday night at Meltdown, a different side that nobody, including yourself, has ever seen, like I seen not too long ago when we was training again and talking and having meetings. The different side of what Big Rick's bringing this Saturday night. Just, it's going to be unbelievable what's going to happen. Nobody's going to see it coming. And I'll tell you what, seeing it coming, I don't think Reggie's going to be able to see it but out of one eye.
That, you know, that's pretty sick, Double J, making fun of a man that you tried to blind, trying to keep the man from being able to provide for his family. And I mean, that's what it's all coming down to, Double J, is you've got a man who you hurt his pride at the end of the day, and you prevented him from providing for his family. And that's something you just don't do to a man, and he's coming at you. I don't care how old he is. He's ready to come in for a fight, Double J.
Well, I'm glad he is. I want him to be. You know, Reggie, I ain't gonna short him one bit. We're not taking him lightly as well either. You know, Reggie has been around the business for a long time. He's done it. You know, he's just almost been around and fought many competitors and been through so many battles and done this and done that. And this is no different than any other match he's ever had. He's probably, you know, he's been in street fights before. I've seen Reggie, and I know him. And I used to be where you're at. And I calculated and took notes. And, you know, he used to run around with the mullet man anyway. And so that tells you right there what kind of trash and what kind of idiots that he used to be bonded with. The thing is, he can't see the light, and he can't ever see daylight out of one eye. But I tell you what, if he keeps on, Cody's not just going to jab the other eye out. He's going to shut it completely and shut his career down and shut Reggie down and prove to these fans and to get silent. When we look over at the announce desk and we look at everybody in ASWF, I'm telling you, this is the year for Cody Murdoch. This is the year for Boss. This is the year for the infamous one. I'm telling you right now, these fans are not going to see it coming just like Reggie ain't. Come Saturday night.
Well, I mean, Double J, that's just act one of a two-part play you've got to put on. You've got to put on a two-part performance. And let's be honest, if you pull off this coup, it's probably got to be the greatest night in professional wrestling history for a clientee relationship. You've got to, you may be looked at as the greatest manager in the history of professional wrestling if you're going to be able to pull off this coup, because not only do you have to worry about the Ebony Idol Reggie Montgomery, you have to worry about the 19-time ASWF champion and the current reigning and defending NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Austin Lane, to make his return this Saturday night, and he's only got one person in his mindset. He's got one person in his sights, and that's Boss, after what he did just, 4 weeks ago.
Austin Lane, 19-time champion, former ASWF champion, 10-time former tag team champion. He's beat big names like Kevin Nash. He's beaten names like, I don't care, you know, because it's in his past. We're talking about the future right now. Austin, you know, you have these fans, and I'm talking just to Austin. We gave you an opportunity of a lifetime, and you did not take it. The people are asking Boss through me, you didn't finish the job. You didn't beat Austin. You know what? Boss had a plan. He knew deep down inside Austin's little machine heart, that's what I'm going to call him, the little machine that's ticking in his heart, tick, 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 and it started running, he knew that if he would defeated and killed Austin Lane right there at ASWF, I'm talking about his pride, stomped his chest and crushed his heart, that we wouldn't get it, he wouldn't have a second chance in life. So we gave Austin the opportunity, and we told him, you're not going to have a second chance. And then we gave that second chance to him and let him breathe and let him go to get to see his family and spend time with them. So now Austin's saying he's coming back to do some damage and come after Boss. I highly predict that very seriously, because I'm telling you what, this time it comes around, Austin's going to be absolutely, it's going to take it up a little bit farther than he did last time. Austin, we're going to finish the job. And I'll tell you what, your wife comes out there, yeah, the All-American Nikki Lane comes out there. I'm not a competitor, but I'll tell you what, she better have eyeballs in the back of her head. Because not just she have to mess with, if Boss gets his hands on her, or if I absolutely, I'll tell you what, if she comes out there, I'm telling you right now, throws another towel in, I'm going to crush her skull. And then I'm going to roll her in that ring, and Boss is going to break her in half and fold her up on top of him and shove him down her for his throat and take the Lane family. You want to make it personal, Austin? You better think about your kids, son. You better think about the well-being of yourself, your providing of your family, because when you come back this Saturday night meltdown, you just show your face and you get in that ring with my monster, my giant, my undefeated power of undefeated in ASWF in professional wrestling in history. Austin, this is coming to an end. That means your time is almost dwindling, and you've done it all. You are the best of the best. You've done it all. You beat the big names in the laundry of everything. You've got these people so bought into you, Austin, like you're Jesus. But you know what? Where you might be Jesus, we're going to be the Antichrist, and we're going to take you over, and we're going to wad you up, and we're going to shove you in between the canvas of the ring, and we're going to bury you underneath the Valiant Arena. Do you understand what I'm saying, Michael?
Double J, I mean, just off the top of my head, you said something. You said you mentioned one name there. You said Nikki Lane. I tell you, I mean, you say, there's an old saying, don't give somebody bulletin board material to hang up and get even more motivation. Well, I tell you, you just made it personal. You were talking about making it personal. You just made it personal by saying that you're going to put your hands on Nikki Lane. You just got to look back at when the MWA, those band of the cult of kayfabe, losers that came in and tried to invade. Remember, they put their hands on Nikki Lane, and we saw how that worked out for them.
So you know what? Listen, that might have worked out for them, but I want to say this. Austin, I want you to bring your fans. I want you to bring your family. Austin, I want you to bring your pride. And if you want to take it up a little more, more stipulation, if you can get them out of Nikki Lane's purse, or wherever you got to find them, go ahead and you bring that NWA championship. You bring it down the ring. You don't even want to put it on the line because you know you're a loser anyway to Boss. You're not going to beat him. You didn't beat him last time. And if you put it on the line, and if you don't put it on the line, you just bring that little handy-dandy belt down there, and I swear to God, you leave it laying somewhere, we're going to use it. We're going to beat the piss out of you with it and show you what a championship means. And you know what? If Nikki gets involved, she needs a belt whooping as well too. I come from Boss. You know, we'll do anything. Joey Britt, you come on down there. You bring your little orange chair. You do anything. You have to defend yourself. You know why he carries a chair? Because he's scared. Joey Britt is scared. He knows that. I'm telling you, I'm going to make sure that this Saturday night that Austin's buried. And I'll make sure his career and his legacy with Boss, I will direct him any way to come. And Boss is going to absolutely conquer and kill the human highlight reel, and anybody that follows in his path is going down this Saturday night. I grant you.
Well, I tell you, you definitely kind of got to be a little bit nervous. Not even going to try to give you props, Double J, because you're a sadistic individual. You're a very intelligent individual, but you're also very, very sadistic. And with that
Michael, I'm going to tell you this too. I want to get this out on the table too. We're not counting Austin out. we're not telling him that, you know, he's just going to be beaten by Boston and then we're going to walk away. Austin's a great competitor. We know this. Austin has done it all, and he's done this and that. He is, like I said, the 19-time former champion, 10-time. He's done everything. He's been on TV. He's worked for been on WWE Network or whatever you call it, the Raw, whatever. I've done history lessons on Austin. I have followed him for almost – this has been 8 years coming. I followed Austin. He's been tag team with Jerry Lynn. He's fought the Rock and Roll Express. He's done all of this. Guys in the independent circuit, he's fought them all. He's fought Del Tucker. You know, the matches like that. He's been in some great matches. He's got a Wrestling of the Year all up in his dresser, he said. And we're not taking him lightly. Don't take that very, you know, what all I've been saying is making promises. The promises I can keep. Austin has not made any promises here lately that he can keep because he knows it can be beaten. He knows that Boss will conquer. Boss will humiliate him. Boss will destroy him. Do you understand what I'm saying, Michael?
Well, and that's the scary thing, Double J, is in the back of any fan's mind, you know that place is going to be sold out, rocking, ready for the wrestling machine to come back. But in the back of any fan's mind, there's still got to be that worry. I mean, just he may have been cleared by the doctors, but you know they say once you get a concussion, you're more susceptible to them. It may be cleared, but you got to wonder, with a higher risk, I mean, Austin.
There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind, but a worry is the least of my expectations right now. I am so focused about what we're doing and what the program that we're running with that this is going to work. And this is something, a game plan that no professional wrestler has ever thought in their mind, that Boss has the biggest mind and the biggest man in the professional wrestling has got to give. And he's going to put a hurting on Austin. And Austin's going to be trying to put a hurt on Boss. But you got to think, at the end of the night, Michael, I'm just saying, there's no worries in this match whatsoever. Only thing I'm going to be concerned is who's going to stick their nose in this match again? That's my worry. The worry is Nikki going to come down? Is it going to be Joey? Is it going to be a bunch of wrestlers to come interfere? Because they don't want to see the hero. Everybody is so band together, locked up around this Austin Lane. Let it go. Sometimes you got to let your kids grow up. This man has been a man, a father of two. This man is a hardworking man. This is like the, you know, like I've been saying, there's hard times, Austin, coming to the ASWF, and it's here. And he is the king. He is the dominating force. You're looking at the top of the man. It's on top of the ASWF. It's not Austin. It is Boss. People, get the mud out of your eyes. Get the sand out of your eyes. It's here. We are here, and it's Boss. And another thing I got to ask Michael, where's your hero at? He knows the number to the radio station. Why don't he come on board here and face me? He's never been on the same time when I'm on this radio. Any time that him and Brad used to run a show called Shooting from the Hip, he's never, ever had anything at the same time I've been on here. Is he scared that I'm telling the truth? I think it is. I think Austin has got in the back of his mind, I'm going to show up, but I don't know what I'm going to do. If this happens, is my career going to end? I mean, you got to think about him, too. Now, the only thing Boss has got on his head, and what Boss has got thrown through his head right now is, you're coming back for more. I'm going to absolutely take my fist like a knife, and I'm going to cut you right in, punch right through you, and I'm going to punch you again. And I just don't understand why Austin just thinks he's got something to prove. I don't know, Michael. I don't understand. If I was in his shoes, I would lay down. And I would give it all up, and I would walk out of ASWF, and I would take my family, and I would went on a journey somewhere else, and I would never darken the door again and let somebody else that's bigger, stronger, and also definitely dominating, and nothing that force can stop. Joey can't stop him. Do you notice that? Joey, the commissioner, cannot stop what I have got now. Joey can't stop him. Nikki Lane threw a towel in, begging. Did you hear the screams and the cries? Did you see the fans crying? The kids crying out, please stop. Please, just stop, boss. And boss said, I'll let you live another day. This is just a warning.
Well, and see, that's the thing, Double J. For every Austin Lane fan in that crowd, they've got to have in the back of their mind, I mean, you know they're going to support him 100%, but in the back of your mind, you've got to be worried about Austin Lane. We've seen him get up millions of times. We've seen him pick himself up off that canvas, but there's only one time it takes to finish him off, and we've never seen somebody physically dominate. I'll say it again because I'm going to give respect where it's due. He physically dominated from start to finish. The best of the best, the wrestling machine, Austin Lane, like Boss did. Boss never even let Austin get out of the starting gate. Yes, Austin hit him with three spears. You got to give it up to the man. And I mean, that just shows just that much more, how much more impressive Boss is that he was able to continue. And not only did he continue, the sick guy boss bombed Austin Lane not once, not twice, but he did it three times. I don't understand how you can be proud of that. You didn't go out
to try to win a wrestling.
You went out there to try to end a man's career.
So you're saying it's okay for Austin to kick a boss in the side of the head. It's okay for Austin to spear my client three times trying to end his career and try to stop the force that can't be stopped. So you're saying that Austin wasn't trying to stop or save the ASWF from the wrath of the King Boss or the wrath of the dominating, destroying force Boss? You're saying that the spears could have absolutely just broken some ribs in Boss? I mean, so you're just going to blame me and blame Boss? So, well, Boss brought him three times, and you know he's running the man's career. What do you think Austin was trying to do? I mean, come on. What do you think Austin was trying to do? Why is that coward or in his sheep yelling this radio and prove me wrong? Why don't they know the number? Why don't you announce it to them? I dare them to call in. If they got anything to say to me or you or anybody, why don't anybody interact on this radio station? Because you know what? Because they're scared. They know that I am preaching the truth, and I always have been since day one, and I've proven everybody wrong, and I'm going to prove it wrong this Saturday night, that when I send my men, and I'm talking about Beast, and I'm talking about Reggie Montgomery and Austin Lane, I don't care, throw them both in the ring, we'll flush them down the toilet. We're going to prove, and mark my words, Saturday night, I want all the independent wrestling promotions around and all the fans and family of Austin and everybody knowing from here to Tennessee to all around the world to know that Boss and Cody are going to be the dominant force in the ASWF.
Well, and it looks like we are now joined by one Bad Brad. Brad, how are you doing this week? We're talking a little bit of Austin and Boss and what to expect this Saturday night.
I'm doing pretty good. I may have to jump off here for a brief moment. I know I'm about 30-something minutes late for this show. But I don't know if you keep up with social media, but I reached out, I would say the olive branch, to Mr. Ricky Andrews or Ricky Riley, however you want to call it. So, been in some discussion with him. Double J kind of knows what's going on with that whole situation, and we will keep our lips closed about such business until you or anyone else in the ASWF needs to know what is going on. But like I said, I was in the middle of a phone call with him. As far as Boss and Austin Lane goes, I don't know, guys. I think that Austin may be making a mistake. I am surely not one to take away from his accomplishments and or his drive and determination, but eventually you run your head into a brick wall enough
well, you're just going to end up headless. And that's what I think he's done in Boss. Everybody's got their downfall. Superman had kryptonite. David was able to slay Goliath, but guess what? This isn't biblical times. Boss absolutely destroyed Austin Lane. Austin Lane shot the proverbial rock out of the slingshot. This time it hit the giant in the forehead. The giant went down, but guess what? The giant got back up. So I don't know what Austin means by sticking a hand out of the grave and posting pictures 7-11-15, but I think maybe that picture may represent his hand going down, be the final boot from Boss, to be honest with you. But with that being said, I'm going to just step out of here for a few seconds, tie up a few loose ends, and I will be right back. Michael, I will text you when I come back.
Okay, sounds good to me. But Double J, I mean, you're sitting there, you're talking about our fans, you're talking about how they're scared. You know as well as I do, they're going to be out in full force this Saturday night, live from the Valiant Arena for ASWF Meltdown. You know that they're going to pack the house to see the human highlight reel. But once again, I mean, flipping the coin here, you got to wonder, are they coming to see the man for the last time? I hate to agree with you, Double J, but at the end of the night, I've got to worry about the well-being of Austin Lane over wanting to see him triumph over Boss. We've seen him triumph over the Monsters before, and like you said earlier, what do you have left to prove, Austin? Just get better and don't put yourself in this situation is what type of advice I would give Austin Lane. Because honestly, I am fearful for the man's well-being if he steps into the ring with the Big Boss this Saturday night.
That's the thing. They want to pack the house. I don't know if they know where the Valley Arena is at, unless Austin, their savior, can lead the way and show them where the fans, where they need to be. Austin, you got, what, 2 days left to enjoy yourself? I know you think I'm a failure, and some of your fans, that some of your workers that's close to you think I'm a piece of crap, thinking I'm a nobody and all this and that. Well, I'll tell you what, it ain't me. I'm going to let words roll right through Boss and Cody. They're going to express what the infamous one, the mouthpiece, the best manager, and I'm going to say it. If you got anybody got a problem with it, you can Facebook me, you can inbox me, you can call in right now at the radio station and just voice your stupid opinion. But I am the best manager in the state of Arkansas, and I am the one that's got the best team, the best clients. I only manage the best, and better than Austin, better than Reggie, better than anybody at the ASWF. That's the Big Rig and Cody Murdoch and Boss, the two monsters, the two beasts, the two giants of the sports today, of the independent circuit. Any promotion could have the best guys. You bring them into ASWF, and all I got to do is unite these two. We could take on the tag team division. We're going to go singles. We're going to worry about Reggie and Austin right now. We're proving a point. And I tell you what, if you don't know where it's at, it's in Tuckerman, Arkansas. Michael can give you directions on his Facebook. It's just $5. Not food stamp cards. $5 to get in. Not debit cards, but cash, you know. You get in at the door for cash, and you go into the Valiant Arena for $5 to see the best of the Mid-South ASWF Wrestling. Bring in Austin Lane coming back. But I'm bringing in the Boss, and I'm bringing Cody Murdoch. You be there, Michael. I will sit them down there, and I will sit them down there in full force. And we'll tell you what, this Saturday night, it's going to be a meltdown.
Well, I mean, that's right there. That's in effect the whole thing here. I mean, will Austin Lane's career come to an end, or will Sunday morning we wake up and be able to say, that Austin Lane did it again. Austin Lane overcame the odds again. Is the risk worth the reward? In Austin's mind, yes. But you got to wonder, in the back of his mind, you know, the doctors cleared him, but like I said, the concussions, once you have one concussion, you're more susceptible to them. Concussions are nothing to play around with. Concussions can be career and life enders. You got to wonder. Is Austin Lane making the right choice?
You can always wonder and wonder and wonder. Come Saturday night's where you need to be. And I think you're done with me right now. We already covered Reggie and the match, what's going to happen to him and Cody. And you already talked to me about Austin. I'm so sick when I mention these guys' names. Only thing that matters to me is Boss and Cody and myself, and I hate your guts, and I don't care nothing about you. I got more important things to do right now. Got to take care of things. Brad comes back on. Tell him I'll be in touch with him. You know what? See you later, losers. There ain't nobody going to get on this radio and say nothing to us. They're scared. And you know what? That's what Brad said. Austin's hand sinking in the grave. You know what? Maybe he's losing control, losing ASWF to Boss. That's all I'm saying. I'm out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the infamous one, Double J, in here talking about his clients, the big red Cody Murdoch, who's got a big-time unsanctioned street fight coming up this Saturday night against the big rig Cody Murdoch. Then you have Boss, Mr. Pure Absolute Greatness, and Austin Lane. That situation bound to explode, ladies and gentlemen. We're heading for a meltdown inside of the ASWF, and it's going to happen this Saturday night. Now, also, we had a little bit of a change here because of the dastardly attack, the ridiculous attack by Brad Mercury on his own brother. I mean, I can't even understand this. The man super kicks his own brother in the face and leaves him laying for the LA Hustlers. I mean, Brad, at the end of the day, I mean, call in. Explain yourself, please. Help me understand what you were thinking at 718-766-4982. That makes no sense. The man is your brother at the end of the day. I can't believe that. But ladies and gentlemen, now our Four Corners tag team matches change. It will be instead the current reigning and defending, the new ASWF tag team champion, riding high on a wave of momentum, the Miracle Violence Corporation. Their stock's at an all-time high. But they're taking on two of the most entertaining, two of the most high risk taking superstars inside of the ASWF, Action Jackson, and the Prominence of Dominance, Mike Anthony, the OMGs, get ready to take on the Miracle Violence Corporation this Saturday night. And I mean, I posed the question there in the description. I said, will it be Mike Anthony continuing down the path to glory, continuing down the correct path, learning from Action Jackson? Or will this match be enough to push Mike Anthony over the edge and push him back into those dark days where he bent the rules, where he did what he wanted? It'll be an interesting thing to see develop here this Saturday night at the Valiant Arena. Can we see Mike Anthony manage to finally, I mean, we still see a few miscues between the OMGs, Action Jackson and Mike Anthony. You still see those miscues. You still see a lot of stuff. But will it finally click this Saturday night as we bring back in Bad Brad? Will it finally click this Saturday night, Brad? Will the OMGs finally click as a team this Saturday night? Well, here's the deal.
It really, honestly, I think hinges on success. Success drives pretty much anybody. I mean, if you're not having success, then why waste your time doing it? Now, I know that Action Jackson preaches a very valuable lesson. He says, let's not bully. And let's be honest with you. there is no reason to bully anyone. I mean, Joey Britt is a prime example of a bully. The SOB comes out and pours water on me. Done nothing to the man. Done nothing to the man, pours water on me. We've got to stop bullying. So I totally agree with Action Jackson. Now, getting back to Mike Anthony. Like I said, it hinges on success. If Mike Anthony gets success by bending the rules, as you allegedly say, then why change what has gotten you championships? Why do that? The problem is this. Mike Anthony has racked up a few victories with the OMGs, or as the OMGs, teaming with Action Jackson. But can he get to the pinnacle of the tag team division without bending a few rules, allegedly? I don't know. Again, like I said, it all hinges on the success that Mike Anthony has. If he's successful and he does things the correct way or the right way or the righteous way, as you guys want to say, then I don't think I don't think he'll give it up. But, I mean, I think the dynamic that they have discovered and are perfecting is working. But you're asking for a lot to go up against the Miracle Violence Corporation. As we know, Ray Ivey, Ray Ray, one of the craziest SOBs in the game. And then Vic, who's just one of the meanest SOBs in the game. I don't know, Michael. As good as those guys are, it's going to be a tall order to take them out. That being MVC.
Well, Brian, that's just where I see it. We only have about 12 minutes left, so I do have to go ahead and get your opinion on this. And I know it's kind of funny to me, but I want to know what – somebody's going to have to explain this to me because my mind's just blown. Explain to me what in Brad Mercury's head told him it was okay for him to super kick his brother in the face and leave him lying for the L.A. Hustlers in the middle of the ring. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, this probably goes back to a little bitty town in Mississippi, the date, June 20th. Caused the Ashland McClure Memorial. And I don't know. A lot of controversy surrounding this. I personally think that, you know, if Briar Mercury cost Lethal Injection the titles at some point, or that's how Brad feels, hey, kick his head off.
Are you kidding me? That's his brother, Brad.
Well, I mean, you know, if your brother cost you a match, he's got to be kind of taught a lesson, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't understand it. And all I can hope for is that this Saturday night, Briar beats a little bit of common sense into Brad, knocks that screw back into place, and Brad decides, okay, you know what? I'm ready to hop back on this thing. I'm fully committed, and I want to get the tag team titles back. Because let's be honest, Brad. What?
I was going to say, I mean, this has been brewing for a while. I mean, I know that the fans in Tuckerman are slow, and you have to illustrate things for them. You have to draw it out in pictures because sometimes they don't get the spoken word of English. But seriously, I mean, this has been brewing for a while. I mean, you saw Briar at the arena, and you see Brad posting pictures of being at a Fozzy concert and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, we don't know what has happened in the proverbial home of the Mercury household. But something is not right, and we're going to see him in action. We are going to see the two square off. We've seen them square off before, but not so much after this. And I think a lot of questions might be answered at Meltdown. And how appropriate that the powers to be labeled this Meltdown, because as we know, the original card, as put out by the ASWF, the graphic had a totally different configuration. Well, that melted down as competition started melting down, as brotherhoods melted down. And that's what's interesting about all of this right now, is that you have probably, I will say it, not a problem saying it, that you probably had one of the quickest, deadliest tag teams, basically, in Lethal Injection, fall apart over the last, month? As it looks like they are falling apart now, will they complete the total meltdown, or is there a chance to salvage what they had? I don't know, but if somebody cost somebody a championship or somebody wasn't pulling their end of it, super kick to the face seems to fix a lot of problems.
But, Brad, the ego involved here, and that's exactly what, in talking with Breyer, he says he's tried to get a hold of Brad over the past week. Brad has moved away from him completely over the week since Saturday.
Daniel Bryan has slowed it down a bit. Well, Daniel Bryan has slowed down. I mean, Briar Mercury has slowed Brad Mercury down, apparently. And if Briar Mercury feels like, you know, he needs to reach out and make some peace, and his brother Brad doesn't want anything to do with him, and then so be it. I don't know why. This is a great thing. This is awesome. I've always been about division. I love division.
Brad, you're only happy about this because you know that they were dominating as a tag team. I mean, everybody falls off a little bit. Everybody. You can't. They had the best rookie year of any tag team in the history of the Mid-South. You got to give them that. Three-time ASWF Tag Team Champions and the one-time World Tag Team Champions. You got to give them that.
Who is the
Tag
Team Champions right now? Who is the Tag Team Champions right now?
The Miracle Violence Corporation.
Thank you. Business is really looking good. And especially since, who knows what's going to happen. But I think what I'm most happy about is that I think I have finally, I don't know this for a fact, but I think that the light went off in Brad's head. I think so. And I think he sees that he's got to drop the anchor. Just saying.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know that you could call either member of Lethal Injection a so-called, you know, there's a term around wrestling fans, they call somebody the Marty and the Shawn of the tag team. I don't think this tag team had a Marty Jannetty or a Shawn Michaels. I think this team was equally impressive together. Tag team specialists. That's what these two gentlemen specialized in. Was tag team wrestling. So why would Brad go and ruin that?
Well, you know, sometimes, Michael, I know you don't understand this because you do not possess the talent at your position that, you know, that I do or Brad Mercury does, or maybe Briar. Briar's a talented guy. I'll give Briar credit. I'm not taking anything away from him. But sometimes, you know, if the opportunity to advance yourself happens, you jump on it. And, you know, I mean, if you were holding me back, I would drop kick you in the face. I probably would do that anyway, but to be honest with you, yes. If you were holding me back and whatnot, I'm just good enough to carry you anyway, then probably, yes, I would probably do the same thing. And I am proud of Brad for taking the initiative, at least as it seems on the surface, to make himself better himself and do the things that it takes to be better for himself.
So you're telling me that Brad Mercury stabs his brother in the back and all of a sudden you're on the Brad Mercury bandwagon and you're
Brad? Did he stab his brother in the back? Is that knowledge? Did he stab his brother in the back?
He super kicked the man in the face. While Derek
could have been fair, right?
A tag team match and left his tag team partner out there to dry.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just got to teach him a lesson. Maybe they're not separating as a tag team. Maybe Brad was trying to knock a screw into Briars. We don't know. See, that's the intriguing thing about being at the arena on July 11th. We don't know. Could this have been Brad Mercury telling Briar, look, dude, we're a tag team. Could Briar be the thorn in the proverbial rose that was Lethal Injection, and Brad Mercury was cleaning it out? See, that's the thing, Michael. You automatically assume that it was Brad Mercury, but it could have been Briar. Or it could have been Brad Mercury, but it could have been Briar. You see where I'm getting at? It's intriguing, isn't it, to think of what really happened, because only two people know what really happened. And I'm thinking that maybe we will have a light shown at the Valiant Arena come this Saturday. And I'm thinking it's probably worth about $20 to get in the door to see that, but you're only going to pay $5. I mean, there is a lot of action and questions to be answered.
That's exactly why you have to get to the Valiant Arena this Saturday night in Tuckerman, Arkansas. So the questions will be answered. Can Austin Lane overcome the odds once again, or has his number finally come and Boss is going to conquer him? Can Reggie Montgomery get back on the comeback trail and avenge his eye that was almost gouged out at the hands of the Big Red Cody Murdoch? Can the OMGs continue on their road to success, or will the crest wave of momentum of the Miracle Violence Corporation continue to wreak havoc inside of the ASWF? And exactly what is the story? Why did Brad Mercury do what he did? I mean, it's all going to be answered Saturday night.
But you say that with so much angst. You're not being fair to Brad Mercury. Maybe, just maybe, it wasn't Brad Mercury. Or then again, it could have been. What do you know, Michael? You speak as if you know something. Do you know something?
I don't know anything. I'm as shocked as everybody inside of that Valiant Arena. I mean, you know me. I was as close as anyone to these guys. We were pretty good buddies. We kept in touch pretty good. And I'm shocked, Brad. I'm shocked by the events that transpired this last Saturday night.
I'm as shocked as you are. Apparently at MACW, Fourth in the Forest, we had the incident, I guess we could call it. And I guess that will be followed up and answered in action this Saturday. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know, Michael. I mean, you got OMGs. They look good. I'll give all credit in the world. I've always done that with Action Jackson, and I will give all the credit in the world to MVC. I mean, the tag team division has really stepped up and picked up in this ASWF.
I mean, and see, here's the thing. We had all these people and all these matchups, and we didn't even talk about the fact that Seth Sabre has made his way back to the Valiant Arena, and his focus is clearly on the ASWF Championship. There's more to that story coming up this Saturday. There's a lot to be had, ladies and gentlemen, for $5 this Saturday night at the Valiant.
Well, from what I understand, and I don't know if it's been changed, but we're going to have Seth Sabre, Hot Rod, and Insane Andrew in a triple threat match for the biggest prize in the game. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, what else can you ask for on a hot summer night and on a Saturday in the Mid-South in the state of Arkansas if you're a wrestling fan? I encourage you to come out, pack the house. Not that you will, but I encourage you to try and pack the house. And I don't mean bring your aunt and her uncle with you that's 900 pounds so they take up 6 seats. I want you and everyone else at the Valiant Arena. But, Michael, I know that we are coming up against the end of the show. This has been probably the worst 30 minutes of my life, being on the phone with you, just like this is the worst 2 hours or 3 hours of my life at a show with you. but I have an obligation to withstand the ASWF. I do want to say, however, that the Athletic Commission can still kiss my ass. I will make that clear and plain as day. So if they are listening, you can go jump off a bridge, take a long walk off a short pier, whatever you want to do. But anyway, that business has been handled, unfortunately. And so with that, I will tell you to pack the arena, come out, support your favorite superstar in the ASWF and independent wrestling. It is a great family environment. And, well, I guess we'll see what happens, Michael. I'm going to let you have the rest of the show. I am out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brad hit on it. Four. Bad Brad, I'm Michael Carnahan. Saturday night, ASWF Meltdown. We got the Ebony out of Reggie Murdoch versus the Big Rig Cody Murdoch. Unsanctioned street fight. ASWF Championship on the line. Triple threat. Hot Rod John Nelson. Seth Sabre. Insane Andrew. The OMG is going to take on the ASWF Tag Team Champions, the Miracle Violence Corporation. And Lethal Injection will explode as Brad takes on Briar. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the return of the wrestling machine, the human highlight reel, Austin Lane, this Saturday night, Valiant Arena. Be there. $5 to get in, kids 6 and under free. We'll see you there.